the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
12 years from now, we'll be hopefully be retired from this and all that stuff. And Eric just brings up that some lady at ESPN got just starting to mouth off that she was she was told to be slutty and sex it up a little bit. And it may have just been some guy joking around.
Yeah, well, you've heard of the Barstool Sports.
Absolutely. People, right? Barstool Sports is hilarious. Yeah, it's great. And it's a little off color sometimes, and they kind of go down a little road there.
They're so like us a little bit.
Slut it up, sex it up. And now, years later, like they told me to slut it and sex it up, and I would have had success that way. And everybody's like, oh, my God, horrible. But like 10 years from now, somebody's going to find an old – end up in like losing my job at Starbucks just to make ends meet in my retirement because of things I've done here.
Should we just cancel the MILF contest?
We should just cancel everything.
Let's just not ever leave this room.
Yeah, no, this is the only place that people allow it. But, like, I'll be like, well, it was a good run. Nice. 25 years on the air. That was fantastic. I'm tired. I'm living over here in San Luis Obispo working at the coffee shop just to fill my days. Somebody's going to come in and you're that son of a bitch that said baby water about a POC once. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, remember April 12th, 2012? No. That's when it happened, though. You were talking about my wife. I'm like, oh, here we go. You couldn't possibly work at a Starbucks anymore.
And then you'll fold and you'll...
I won't fold. I'll just have to leave Starbucks. I'll have to go work at a...
I'm sorry, but that's just how business was done back then.
That's, I thought that's what... We were winning.
Turn into the Incredible Hulk.
We were winning.
Just walking with your bag.
Dun, dun, dun. I got to go. I got to hobo to the next town. I'll be in Paso Robles working at a laundromat. I know you. Oh, crap. Remember that joke you made in 2009? Nope. Well, here it is verbatim. Damn it.
Here, I have it on Twitter.
You were talking about my wife.
You put hot dogs in her cleavage.
You called my wife a retard for not knowing what the capital of Illinois was. I don't remember that. You can't work at this laundromat. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Logging. Logging mill.
All right, I've changed my topic idea now. The song that plays as you wander away from your disgrace.
From town to town.
The new, and it can't be the Incredible Hulk end scene. It can't be the end credits of the Incredible Hulk. The song that that after you're leaving the laundromat in Paso Robles to go to a Tascadero, trying to just retire into anonymity.
There's no comedy in the world.
No more comedy. The people remember that joke you told that time. And you can't work in the laundromat anymore. And just to make, you know, so now you got to go sweep floors at the local Randy's ice cream shop until somebody goes, hey, there's that guy told that joke once.
It's the world is going to go back to dad jokes, Brady.
Yeah, you're going to be the safest guy in the world.
I don't know.
You are. You're going to be. Brady's going to have a show.
This is called How to Be Funny in 2020. Anyhoot, these are what makes people giggle.
But outside of the room, you said this to me.
Yeah, and then Brady will be, you're the one that said if I, you asked me in 2005 if I wanted to eat at a gook joint. You can't work in this laundromat.
Dun, dun, all dun, I do dun, is tell dad jokes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Your I'm hand out. Buzzer's in.
Yeah, don't let them fool you.
Pride and joy.
Yeah, your pride and joy jokes are all hilarious again. Yeah, it's not fun anymore. And another thing. I understand there's been a shooting in Maryland. And it's bad, but even local news, like breaking news, tragedy in Maryland, 3 dead, 2 injured, because some guy went
in
there.
We're hoping for more.
They are hoping for this to be a Mandalay Bay. They want bodies everywhere. They want this to be a massive attack. It's
Hang on. This just in.
Right. Nothing bad. Prior to the internet, a shooting of 3 people and 2 injured in Maryland wouldn't be news anywhere but in that city of Maryland.
We wouldn't even hear about it for like 24 hours.
That's a light day in Chicago.
Yeah, in Chicago it happens all the time. They don't even care because it's POCs. But in an office building in Maryland, 3 people get shot, and the first thing you hear is office shooting. You're like, oh, God, if 20 people are dead, this will fire up gun rights. We got 24-hour news cycle we can run with. This will be huge. It's really sad to say, not a national story. 3 people die in every city every day. But when it's like, when it fits an agenda, so it's settle down. I think they're rooting for 30 people to be dead. Anyway, Rock Wars today. The theme song for you to leave in disgrace from the small town you tried to hide in because you told jokes once. The Billy Bush-themed Rock Wars. The thing you have to walk off in disgrace for something you did like 12 years ago that you didn't even think was a big deal then. Yeah, I guess I was supposed to storm off the bus when the guy started talking about groping broads, but I didn't see any of this coming. So we're all going to get in trouble eventually someday. I'm doomed.
Oh,
you two,
I know,
but I like wear it with pride. You try to hide it. I wear it proudly.
I don't try to.
You do a little bit. You won't wear the Harvey Weinstein costume. I'd jump all over that if I was you. That's great. Just you try. You'd still try to temper not being offensive. I don't care. And now that's going to haunt me someday. Eric's just a dick. He's going to get it. He would get it no matter what. That was going to happen either way. Not that you're trying to hide
well,
it, but you certainly don't go.
You're
not proud
of it. You're not trying to be offensive. That's
right.
You're trying to be funny.
Right. You don't have that reputation. You strive not to have that. That would be embarrassing if you were the guy like Brady's just an offensive jerk.
We could find some audio clips of Brady.
Oh.
No problem.
He is, but he doesn't want to. I do. I like when people are angry at me and offended. It means I've done something right. I hit a nerve. I made you emote.
Look forward to the Milk Toast Morning Show.
Well, Toledo's going to host this thing. Eventually, dreams do come true. You're the only one that really is not going to get in
you
trouble.
You have any kids?
I don't think
you get in trouble.
I don't think there's anything you can get in trouble with.
I called your wife a
what?
Something once.
But on the air. It doesn't count in the car. Just
oh,
you, just
okay,
you
gotcha,
thinking
gotcha.
About what you want to call
right,
people.
Right.
Called my
wife?
A lot of stuff. Oh, your ex-wife.
Yeah, I don't think you get. I think you're a sympathetic figure. Your future is bright.
Yeah, look at me.
I'm going to get kicked out of look a laundromat in Paso Robles someday. Your cleaning's not done yet. Say, what's your name? John. You used to live in Phoenix, eh? I did.
You look like Evander Holyfield.
Now hold on a tick here, pal.
He'll look exactly like his dad.
Yeah. He'll be exactly the same. Be like, huh?
Just being dirty-ass clothes, walking around.
Here's your dry cleaning.
Pencils in your back pocket.
I remember that joke you told about Holyfield. Burritums. I'm telling the press on you. Dun, 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 dun. I guess I'll move
hobo
to
sack.
Head down to Carpinteria. I got to get out of this state. I'll be in the woods writing
He's
letters.
He's got Montana.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can hide there.
Try. And then Toledo will come up. Hey, I used to work with you. Remember that joke you told? Oh, no.
Toledo
can't
be
work
rich.
This gold mine.
Until you have a huge house.
Decades old. Yeah, I'm knocking on Toledo's door asking for money. Oh, how the world has reversed itself. I need to borrow a couple bucks. Oh, do you? Interesting.
Remember that time?
Remember that time? I needed to go.
Nationally syndicated Toledo's Toast Morning.
Yeah. Be playing POC all day with one option.
One guy.
Now it's time to play.
Oh,
there's one answer. Anyway, the disgraced theme walkaway music for our futures, because even ESPN's joke podcast now is in heat for being bigoted towards women for a joke they told God knows when. When was it? Did she have the balls to say when it happened?
I'll have to look it up.
Unbelievable.
Sexist remarks from years ago. Yeah, 2014.
2014 is 3 years ago. She's still mad?
It's over.
Yeah. It's over. Eric's vanilla mush bowl
Scary.
Of nonsense is probably the right path. Eric's tucked his tail and quit. And we're all kind of like, come on, buddy. Just one person that didn't like what you said. Nah, screw it.
He's right. The MILF competition. All right, we'll have the quilting.
Well, no, that's making them so. Can't make a woman
yeah,
sell.
What are you
You're not
doing?
Making them.
You got to make them all CEOs.
Well, I'm saying that's what her skill is. She's like, here's what I've done.
Brady, Toledo, that's offensive.
Let Toledo you pick
then,
the...
Now he can't work says, in the laundromat
yeah,
anymore. He's making
up.
Women sell.
No, there's plenty of... He's really an asshole.
Yeah, oh, no. Yeah, Brady's still behind right the it. Times. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what gay guy sewed that
Kovacs?
For
you? Yeah. Yeah, he's out, too.
What Peter Puffer taught you how to quilt? Dun, 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 dun.
He hides behind his morality. Pretend morality.
He's got it. But he likes to, like, throw it away a lot for the laugh. And that's all this is about. Anyway, disgraced walkaway music. That's what we got. You got a suggestion, Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can go on the phone, 602-260-9800. Give a suggestion there. Text 97936, Facebook, all the other stuff. We'll have our answers next.
Cue the legal.
Wherever you go, take morning sickness along for the ride. Download the 98kupd app for live streams, podcasts, and more.
Is a perfect example of an off-the-air conversation about how it's all gone so goddamn haywire.
Quarterbacks, Tony Romo, Aaron Rodgers.
We bash men like crazy.
Constantly bash men.
It all comes back
We don't grope them, though.
To letting women have rights in the first place. Then they got into the workplace with us. Then HR departments were developed. And now jokes from 10 years ago are getting people fired. Well, goddammit, I won't take it. We're going to make America great again. We're going to put women back where they belong. This is the kind of stuff that's going to keep me out of that laundromat.
That's what's saved by the laundromat.
I'm not going to have that retirement laundromat job anymore, am I?
I'll scrub this audio, John. Don't worry about it. No one will have it.
The whole point of this conversation. Guys from Bleacher Report are probably going to get fired at ESPN's whatever, blah, blah, blah. Barstool Sports is going to get rid of them because they made a joke 3 years ago. Good Christ. If we're going to be word police from the past, let's just let North Korea win and give Kim Jong-un the whole thing.
That was ESPN's response. They said, we currently have a deal with them, and we can control that, what's happening, but we can't control what they did.
So we can end that at any time.
Unless the heat comes on from sponsors, it's, I can't believe you would employ them today.
Exactly.
And they'll go away. They'll go away.
And they'll disappear. Just like Rush Limbaugh. Remember the Rush Limbaugh experiment on ESPN?
Yeah. We want somebody to be spicy, really bring some thought that may not be a provocative thought. Black quarterbacks are never... Gotta go. You gotta go. What did I do? You said the thing about Donovan McNabb isn't good? Yeah, you did, but you can't do that.
He was hopped up on pills.
Can't hear.
Couldn't hear.
EIB Network. Quit hyping him because he's black. Uh-oh. Rush said black. About a black guy. Gee.
Berman got out right on time.
Yeah. Oh, Berman, he's lucky, but he'll be working in that.
There still could be some heat.
He'll be filling time in that Atascadero laundromat. Hey, what
he's got a history.
You, 10 years ago, said the thing about Gary Brown and his band of renown, and that guy raped somebody. I didn't know Gary Brown was a... He's in jail for it. You gotta go! One time you said O.J. Simpson, you understood why he did it. You didn't say it was right, but you understood why he did it. Oh, dun, 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 dun. So your disgrace song, because you're all in on it. The PC insanity. This guy says, Mr. John Holmberg, radio personality impressionist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden emotions that all humans have. Accidental cultural overdose of political correct sensitivity altered his radio career. Now, when Holmberg makes a joke or humorous comment, a startling societal metamorphosis occurs. The creature is persecuted by false outrage and pursued by everyone with internet connections. Fat Linda, don't make me funny. You would not like me when I'm funny. The creature is wanted for racist comments he didn't commit. John Holmberg is believed to be retired. And he must let the world think that he is retired until he can find a way to control the falsely raging spirit that dwells within everyone else. The incredible joke. You don't want to see me humorous. Don't make me funny. My butt's so big in these pants, I can't pull them up. Don't make me joke. You don't want to see me joking. You can't work at this laundromat no more. But I'm retired. Okay. So a disgrace song, like the Incredible Hulk Hag, like Dr. Bruce David Banner. Different depending on when you read or watch. He had a song every time he got kicked out of a city for wrecking stuff to hide his horrible secret. Had to walk away. We soon will have the PC Incredible Joke Police on us, and we won't be able to live in a Atascadero like we'd dreamed. Brady, I'm going to start with you.
All right.
Your incredibly disgraced has to leave the city song. What is it?
Well, when I'm asked to leave the brushless car wash that I'm working at.
Is that your dream?
Yeah.
That's the time fill.
Touch
your retirement.
Free, really?
Well, that's nice. One of the many jobs that'll probably happen.
But your retirement time fill, first choice, brushless car wash.
Well, he doesn't get to choose it because he's disgraced.
Oh, no, but the first one, like in his dream.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But if you, just to kind of think it through, it was an interesting little moment for Brady to throw that at us. Is that had this not occurred, and he could just kind of retire and have a day job, it would be at a brushless car wash. That's his first choice. He's not going to keep
Make
that job
hoopty
now.
Make sweet.
Because he said, do you want to eat at a gook place once to me, and that's going to haunt him for years. In years. Not now. He's fine.
There's a good gook joint down the way.
Yeah.
What do you guys want? You interested in some little Italian over here? Gook joints over here? When that slips up at the car wash and I have to leave?
Oh, no. They'll just find it from years before. You won't slip up.
You won't say it again.
It's already out. It's already floating in the ether, my friend.
Either way, I'm putting on the rose-colored glasses.
Oh, no.
And I'm leaving town Disney style. So long, farewell.
Well, that's cute. So long, this is your disgraced I'm leaving song?
Good night. I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
I can see you walking with your hobo sack down the street.
I see you doing the dance, too. Everything's fine. Yeah. Everything's fine.
This will work out.
That's all these other towns.
There's a lot of brushless garlic.
Really nice. I know I'm 70, but still.
You're wheeling out eventually. Well, the good news is you're probably going to blow up before this all hits you.
So farewell, it'll be a retrospective. Yeah. Once he dies, it won't be controversial anymore.
Yeah, I envy it. Yeah, Brady will be a sympathetic figure.
He'll be Ralphie made.
Right. Yes. You'll go out as a martyr. It was a different time when Brady was alive. There I am, 70, just going, your clothes are ready.
Smith.
Should never ridden that goddamn bike. My heart's ticking like nobody's business. It's garbage. Eric, you're up.
Well, I immediately thought of this song because it has double meaning, I think. It's about, you know, walking down the highway, and it's sad. Because it's a sad moment for me. I got family to take care of and everything.
You can't be with them anymore.
I know. They're going to kick me out.
Yeah. You're a drifter, an aimless, lonesome drifter.
Think about that aspect of
it. Be all alone. Yeah. Because I pissed everybody off.
Forced to resign from ELO.
Yeah, you won't be part of ELO.
She'll
LO.
Be fine.
Be low team real estate.
Low.
So, I Am the Highway by Audioslave. Oh.
This is a great walk away in disgrace song.
Yeah.
You gotta get out of this laundromat, O'Connell.
I put millions of miles under my heel. Get on all by myself.
And eventually someone will know a joke you told years ago and you'll have to leave. You can't be part of this city. Carpinteria don't take to your kind. You
called Ian a sausage jockey? What?
You called a gay a sausage jockey.
He liked it! He liked it!
You thought you were getting away with it with that homo F-word thing. That's double offensive, you jerk. I'm sorry, but you have to leave Solvang. Oh. I just left Carpenteria. I can't work my way north any further. All right, I like that one. That's a good one.
Yukon territory for you.
I'm head up in Canada where the PC police aren't around. Mind
you. About Canada? That's the talk.
Yeah, Canada.
You can go crazy.
Canada's loaded with it, man. Loaded with wacky jokes, props, and farts.
It's the last bastion of humor.
Awesome up there.
Everybody's up there, man.
They tell women jokes up there?
I heard
it's
a guy.
A fantastical place.
I heard a guy call a woman a c*** the other day. Oh, shh, we're going to get kicked out.
You can do it all day long in Canada and trap beavers.
Come on, I got to get my... I'm going to stay at this laundromat for one more week. I'm here for the Johnson dry cleaning. You guys haven't been bandying about that C word, have you? Oh, no, sir, not at all. All right.
No, sir.
I'll go through the files. Why, you said C-word. You used to rape your wife and brag about it. You can't live here anymore.
Oh, crap, I did brag about it.
Mine is one where it's kind of like an unforgiving thing. It's like, you know what? So be it. Maybe I will get kicked out of Solvang and Pea-Soup Anderson's a couple of times. Go back in with a mustache and get a job under another name. But I have to ask myself in the end, was it worth it? The lyrics of my song start like this. Looking back in the memory of the dance we've shared beneath the stars above, for a moment the world was right. How could I ever known you'd ever say goodbye? Just talking about humor in general and like normal people. Garth Brooks, The Dance.
I'm glad I didn't know.
See me walking away from my laundromat gig. It's all over.
Shift manager at Arby's.
Yeah. We had the meats.
I had it all.
Better left a chance.
I could have missed,
the pain. But I'd had to miss all this nonsense. So the thing will eventually kill me. I have to say thank you to as I'm wandering off with a hobo sack. Which, by the way, will come back someday. Hobo sacks have to come back with this new PC world. There's going to be so many guys wandering around on trains. Going from town to town. I had a gig in Las Cruces for a little while until somebody found out what I meant by POC. And I had to move.
From Las Cruces?
Las Cruces. It wasn't fair, man. I did 2 years in Sholo before somebody finally called me out for calling somebody a sand N-word once in a joke.
It's a joke.
Brett. Joke, goddammit. I didn't know he was a rug pilot.
Brett told that story earlier. This morning about Batman and the Joker doing heroin in Vegas.
Yeah. That's their walk away.
Yeah. That's it.
We'll be doing that crap.
Kick me in the nuts for $20.
That's us. I'm going to be fat Spider-Man on the Vegas Strip, wondering how it all fell apart on me.
I've been kicked 22 times.
Hold on a second.
Today.
Say something again. All right, just gather in for the picture. I know that voice. Damn it. Take off your mask, fat Spider-Man. No.
I won't.
I won't do it.
You'd be really good at, like, the old Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
Is that you,
But then
Holmberg?
People would know, wait
no,
a minute.
No, it's not me.
No, it's not me. I'm not Holmberg. I smile for the camera, Travis.
People always say that.
You used to do Christopher Reeve jokes, tops of stairs and stuff. You can't be here anymore. Okay.
You get kicked out of that?
Yeah.
I remember you.
If you get kicked out of Vegas for not being PC,
you
then
used
you know
to kink your boss's air hose.
Yeah. Anyway, what will be the end song for our disgrace as we wander off from our retirement jobs years from now? You can vote. Brady chose the thing from The Sound of Music.
So long, farewell.
What a weird rock word.
Yeah. Eric chose Audio Slave.
I Am the Highway.
I Am the Highway.
An actual rock song.
It is, well,
everyone.
Yeah. It rocks, indeed.
Hey, everybody.
And I chose Garth Brooks' The Dance, otherwise known as Chris Gaines. Yeah, that's my alter ego. When Chris Gaines gets kicked out. David Banner had a different last name in every city he worked in. He always had a different name.
Did he really?
The Hulk always had it all the time. David, you know, Batasta. He'd always have the same initials, though. He couldn't not sign DB stuff.
But he had ours.
Always had a different name, and then he'd leave when they'd find out who he was. Who wins? You can text 979-37936. Wars. Holmberg at 98kupd.com. 260-9800 is the phone number. We find out who wins next.
The new AZUnit.com studios. This is the Big Red Radio. 98kupd Tempe, Phoenix.
So now they got real good news on that thing in Maryland. The news at least did, because the guy's got a really foreign sounding name. Radib pretty bitty bitty.
Radib Labib Prince.
Yeah, so now the news is thrilled
again.
He's
a prince?
Yeah, apparently.
Because for a while they were looking for a body count in this thing in Maryland. They didn't get that. Now they got a Radib Hadib Prince. And they're thrilled by that because that sounds Muslim, so they can cover that for 24 hours. And the better news is he's on the lam, which means to me he's not a terrorist. Because we all know terrorists would have blown themselves up.
Maybe pushed out.
A real terrorist would have taken himself down.
Shooting 5 people, killing 3 at a Maryland business on Wednesday. It could have just been a pissed off employee.
Could have been. But what the news knows is
fears.
He's a Middle Eastern rug pilot, and we're going to get him. And maybe
Habib.
Maybe even on TV they'll shoot a Habib. And that'll be the CNN Fox, you know. It'll be with what we did to Gordon Hayward this morning. Let's take another look at Habib getting killed. This is very graphic. Turn your heads if it, but let's take another look. The Walk Away in Disgrace songs. Now, I'm on the phones. 10-8 over Eric, and Brady got one vote.
How does that happen?
Eric won the emails. Brooks. 10-6-2. Eric has Audio Slaves' Walk Like a Highway.
I Am the Highway.
I have Garth Brooks' La Dance, and Brady has the
Sound of Music.
Silhouette of a Man. Sound of Music, So Long, Farewell. The songs that we'll play as we are kicked out of our decent retirement cities.
Because I like that you've accepted your rose-colored glasses, though. That's nice.
Yeah, I know. That is nice that you do now see that you do. Yeah, it took a while for you to go, I don't see that. Come on, I'm normal like everybody else. No, you're a guy who sees things wildly different. This guy says, the best thing you could play wouldn't even be a song. I happen to have, on tape at any given time, John saying the phrase, handsome Negro, troublesome Negro, and the Negro problem on tape. Eric, I have you saying, the little black kids play this, talking of Double Dutch, and I hate Asians. Toledo, the only thing I've got on you is, do you have any kids today, which somehow has to be insensitive towards abortions.
Oh,
you hosted that game. And Brady, during the podcast, and I kept this as a ringtone, I have your voice saying the kids from Sandy Hook deserved it.
You're
all, that was the worst podcast I've ever heard in my life. There were 2 times in that one where Charlie and I were like, I've got to get out of the room right now because I'm never going to work in a laundromat ever.
Man, you are so gone.
Yeah, you're done. Leland has them all on tape. That said, I vote for Eric.
We have to take out Leland.
As we've said, it's in the ether.
Yeah, we got to kill him and get his thumb drives burned. Eric wins this week. You owe me $100. Go Browns. Oh, yeah, that's right. I bet that guy Browns. I finally decided to end my silence, says Mike. After seeing all these brave actresses come forward, I was at Bash's, Union Hill, 7th Street, on my sunny Thursday morning. Accosting occurred to me. A basket filled with bottled water. I walked through the parking lot whistling Grandma's Handy from the album Crotch Omelet. Suddenly I heard, "Hydrate this, Trump lover." What I assumed was a drunken dwarf screaming in the corner turned out to be nothing more than Eric in a red pickup. His crank whipped out, I think, only it was smaller than I could have even imagined. Proceeded to slather it in Brady sauce, pleasure himself right there in the parking lot.
I think this is his dream.
Hashtag me too.
Dream sequence.
Pound me too.
My vote is for you, John. I know you won't try to ELO team me. Nice job, Mike. Eric, I'd say you've turned into as much of a P-word this week, but I think that's probably not very PC. Brady, surprise, surprise. Being the biggest racist on the show, you picked a song from a movie about
Running.
Nazis.
Yes.
I didn't even catch that part. John, you have my vote. I'm afraid supporting you will get me tarred and feathered by the SJWs, the hashtag Me Toos, the hashtags I Can't Breathe, the hashtags Dicked Out for Harambe, the hashtags Bring Back Harassment, the hashtags I Love Harvey Weinstein. Sincerely and offensively yours, Craig. Brady, like your hopes for winning Rock Wars this year, you pick So Long Farewell. Although your later hosen would look great, will you hold your sign on the side of the road that says Holmberg's Happy Pancakes? John, I get it, but if the morning show's fat guy isn't getting my vote, neither is yours. Eric, you get the vote, because like the fat kid in Dodgeball, there are no other options but to throw it at you.
I'll take it.
Brady, I figured you'd pick that song. Eric, I missed your song, but I'm sure it sucked. John, your song isn't bad, but I don't like Garth Brooks, so I'll vote for Barbecue, or Brett's Brain. Of course, Brady would have a song with rose-colored glasses on. I just want to punch him right in the puss. Wait, is that comment going to get me canned for my vacuuming people's cars in the future? I'm going with Holmberg this week. Country music on KUPD? Yes, please. John, I have to hear Garth Brooks on KUPD. It would be awesome, and I'm sure the world is about to end. I know all the jokes I'm going to get fired for right now running through my head. God damn it. John, I wanted to pick Eric with his song, but Garth is my favorite country singer, and that's perfect. Brady, you were funny, but again, you missed him. Matt says, I have to vote for Eric this week. The other two songs are for homo F-words. Godsmack, Serenity would have been nice. About walking away from life. Oh, I didn't know that. Is that right? John, you might know. Anyway, what do you got on the Facebook and the fun stuff?
Right now, John, you've got a really slim lead over Eric on Facebook, and Brady has a one-vote lead over you on text.
Wow. All right. This one says, John, I was very encouraged by your song choices today. All you boys, socially, I'm actually surprised you aren't embracing this PC crap. It's right up your communistic tendencies. John, good selection idea, but it's a country song, so I have to ask what you were thinking. Brady, I'm going to give it to you this week. I can see your little rotund self walking away, shoulders slouched and completely hated by a community, dragging your feet, mumbling the song to yourself as you attempt to cheer yourself up from what is obviously a miserable situation. Very true. It'll be the weirdest Rock Wars ever. I want Garth Brooks on KUPD. People want that. All right, shut her down. John Gordon, 1 through 6, whatever it is, whatever you're choosing. He's going number 4 today.
Oh.
And that is the final call.
Oh.
We leave it up to the final call. Eric, 602-260-9800 is the phone number. We'll have one caller decide it all. They're on the line now. Hi there, who is this?
LW.
Give it to us. Who wins?
I got to go you, John.
I win again. Ah. Garth Brooks will play during Larry's show.
Really? You've got to be joking. It should have been a slam dunk for me.
It doesn't affect us at all. Bonuses abound. Poor Larry has to struggle.
Great opener.
Great opener, Larry. The dance. Just what people wearing Killswitch Engage shirts want to hear.
Wow.
That's great stuff. All right, perfect.
I'm shocked.
I am too.
That should have been a layup for me.
Ah, but it wasn't.
LW, what an asshole.
Great job, LW. To stick to your guns.
Am I get in trouble for that?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
What if he'll what if he is? Now. What if he is?
Yeah. An asshole?
Yeah,
what if it comes forward that eventually psychologists discover that that's a disease?
Asshole?
Being an asshole.
Oh, then you're insensitive.
I got it.
And since I'm an asshole, I can call another person.
No. It's not like being black. It's not like being black. It's an illness.
You're a POA.
Not like being black. By the way, most white people out there, being black, not an illness. I know that's news to a good portion of the East Valley.
What?
I'm so confused.
The Mormon population is like, it is true, seventh level illness. No, you guys changed that in the late 70s.
Did not.
It was not a curse. In your book, it says he'll blacken all the people he doesn't like. You Mormons had to change those words then, remember? Not an illness. Being an asshole.
They can change their old audience.
Right. That's true. They can change their words.
Yeah.
1978, we changed that.
They can change.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bible changed.
We all can change.
Yeah, well, the Mormons have the good one, though, because that was the one where it said they will, then God will strike you down by darkening your skin to show that you are the problem. And like, whoa. And then in 78, they're like, that's not what he meant. It changed it all. You guys are just the same as us. We need somebody.
Can we persecute them for their past?
Nope. Good Lord. There's an entire church of a billion people that used to rape kids and hide it like crazy. And I'm going to get in trouble for telling jokes. Or telling a woman to slut it up a little bit. I don't know how many times I've said that on text to somebody.
Why don't you slut it up
a little? Yeah, slut it up a little when we meet. I'm not going to deal with this if you're dressing like a Amish. I used to joke around like that all the time. I do it to Megan constantly. Hey, I'm coming home. Slut it up a little bit. I asked her last night if she wanted to play lingerie pool. You want to play pool in lingerie?
Why would I want to do that?
I don't know.
Because it's awesome.
Why wouldn't
change
you?
Change it up? For me, I'm strung out on Vialafil. And
it was great yesterday because this thing I'm doing now, because Craig Gass was talking to her at her house, and she started to tell a story, and Craig just put his hand up and picked his phone, started to tweet, and goes, you just go get in the kitchen. Right in the middle of Megan's story. And I was laughing for 20 minutes. And so I've been doing that to her a lot lately. And yesterday I did it actually in the kitchen, which made it twice as funny as I intended. You know what, Megan? Why don't you just get in the kitchen?
Well, that's not funny because I'm in it.
Oh, well, then get to work.
It's even better.
It's even better. We've conquered one mountain.
You got to narrow it down. Now get to the corner of the kitchen.
Work the kitchen. Why wouldn't you want to play lingerie pool? You're my slut. I own that.
My slutty slut.
I'm the only one that can have that. That's my ownership. I got a tag on that.
Papers.
I got paperwork. You're mine. All this.
And you're mine.
Can't live in a Tascadero now. Brady, please, for God's sakes, entertain.
It's brought to you by Porkopolis Barbecue in Chandler and Scottsdale, and you have 13 days left to enjoy the October Feast, which is a 3-meat platter.
Awesome.
Barbecue ribs, pulled pork, and a beer-braised bratwurst.
Ends November 4th.
October 31st.
Okay, good.
Ooh,
smart.
You got brats over there now?
Yeah.
Can I just get like a brat, just solo brat? Lunch brat?
I'll make that happen.
All right. What's the girl's name at the Bleacher Report ESPN fight?
Oh, Sam Ponder.
Sam Ponder. She's the one that's angry now? She's been doing well. What's she mad about?
She's been doing great. I don't even know who she is.
Ponder's wife, one of the sideline reporters, has been moving up the ranks.
Doing great over there. I see her all the time. I don't watch a lot of ESPN anymore.
And she's hosting one of those shows, one of those roundtable shows about football, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's where I saw
it. I don't remember the title of it, but it's one of those.
Is she the one with Rex?
Yes. No,
is it that's Countdown. That's the morning Sunday show. Is she doing
that's
that?
That's the one she's doing that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Tolerate a joke. You made it. Anyway.
The NBA released a list of items that fans are prohibited from bringing into the arenas. In addition to the obvious stuff like weapons and illegal drugs.
Right.
Can't bring poles, selfie sticks.
It's been and
optical illusions.
No magic. None of those fake thumbs that light up.
If the player's at the free throw line or something, is that dress white or blue?
Brady had those thumbs that lit up.
Oh, yeah. They work.
They're not the right color. You had this, like, injured thumb that would occasionally turn.
Your thumbs are,
didn't look
twice as large.
Yeah, and it's like your thumb stuck out a good foot and a half.
You got to move your hands fast.
Yeah, and also be dealing with a retard. Dun, 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 dun. Got to leave a Tascadero.
Just over a decade, a little movie came out called Snakes on a Plane, and the internet fell in love with it. Cult favorite. Now, a group has gotten together, and I think it'll be a low-budget film, but it's Snake Out of Compton. The premise is a rap group is on the verge of breaking through, just as a nerdy Steve Urkel type accidentally creates a giant snake that goes on a rampage. They also have a pair of cops that seem to be a goof on Denzel Washington, Ethan Hawke, and Training Day.
So it's going to be a bad parody movie, like Date Night or that.
Yeah, it looks a little cheesy.
That's bad. The best part of Snakes on a Plane is the fact that they wrote the thing, and then somebody told them, you can't have snakes in Hawaii. There aren't any. Who's going to know that? Everybody. And they did it anyway. It was a snake problem in Hawaii to start. They don't have a single snake on the islands, not one. And it wasn't like somebody imported them first to at least make that part of the movie viable. Everybody, me, is like, there aren't any snakes in Hawaii. That's like a thing everyone knows. Well, there are on that plane.
Ron Howard tweeted yesterday the name for the Solo movie, the Han Solo movie. Solo, a Star Wars story.
Yeah. And it's with the guy from Hail Caesar who...
Alden...
Erkbacher or something like that.
Ehrenreich.
Gotta be close.
Or Ehrenreich.
That's what it is.
Ehrenreich.
Either way, pick one of the three Brady said, and one of them is probably
Ehrenreich. Donald Glover will be playing the smooth talking.
Lando Calrissian.
45 drinking space hustler.
Han, friend. Who wants a nice Coke 45?
You also have Woody Harrelson Amelia Clark, and Tandy Newton.
I don't know. Why are your names all multiple choice?
I'm throwing that out there.
We need to do that every day.
Yeah.
Brady's multiple choice.
Which one was right?
Name.
I don't know. You're the one reading it. Look at me and go, or. I don't know.
Kit Harington admits that he went to a Halloween party as Jon Snow.
Well, his girl.
That's pretty solid.
His girl made him do it. I read the article.
And he's like, he agreed to do it.
Right? Yeah. Rose Leslie, the redhead that he's.
It's a few years old.
They're getting married, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a few years old, but just
Wildling?
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and Google search Jon Snow at Seth Meyers' dinner party. It's a few years old. It is one of the funniest things that they've ever done with Jon Snow. He's like in modern New York and he's at a dinner party and everybody's just trying to have casual conversation, but the guy has no ability to do it. And he's like, do you have any brothers or sisters? My brother was killed. Everything he has is horrible news. It's brilliant and it's so funny. It's a few years old now, so some of the Game of Thrones stuff doesn't apply anymore, but if you know the deal, it's really funny.
Some guy is selling a 38 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver that belonged to Elvis. It's got the lightning bolt on the handle with the TCB on it.
Oh, cool.
It's on sale for $95,000.
And it's a what?
Elvis's handgun.
It's his gun with TCB and a flash logo.
Yeah.
Oof. That's worth it. That's going to just go up and up and up. It's not the one he shot
That's
the TV
America.
At, is it?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering,
too. If you could prove that.
Colonel, clean this up, baby.
Colonel, I shot the Magnavox again. Probably take this gun away from me.
I shot it again.
I'm going to get you a Panasonic, Elvis. I'm going to probably shoot it, so maybe just eliminate the guns from the room with the TVs in them. All right, let's get the hell out of here. We've got the dance to play.
No, Larry does.
That's
get
right.
Rob Wood's latest email?
No.
I want this every day. Your F. Larry lead-in song.
Right. The F. Larry Wars, he says.
Well, what usually happens, though, is JG turns
JG
it off.
It. Yeah, that's all right. John Gordon is in control of Larry's world. But he ain't in control of this for a few seconds, so let's just get this one going. It's Garth Brooks, The Dance, the winner of Rock Wars today, to kick off Larry's show. McFeely coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Oh!
Looking back. 98.